At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right. The next guy that joined the show here, he is as smooth and consistent as Kevin De Bruyne in midfield for Manchester City. He is one of the all-time great soccer writers in the United States. I say that with all seriousness. He is capable of the game-changing moment. From the Washington Post, he is Stephen Goff. Goff, how was that? Was it for an intro right there?
Damn, that was totally over the top. And I'm unworthy of that, but I'll warmly accept it.
This is why you're one of the greats, because I've always admired your humility in the way you do things. Okay, so let's get into it. Houston Dynamo come to DC United this weekend. United last in the East. They're 3-5, 2-3 at home. Give us an overall sort of take on DC United here in 2022.
Well, they fired their coach. So that's the big storyline here. They Hernan Losada was the beginning of his second season. He brought a lot of great ideas, implemented a new style, new tactics. A few new players came in. But it just seemed he was losing the locker room, and he was losing the front office too. So after 4 straight league losses, including a couple of late game meltdowns, they decided to make a very abrupt change. And Chad Ashton, a longtime assistant with DC United, takes over for at least the rest of this year. They started out the season with 2 wins, lost 4 in a row, rode the emotion of the coaching change to beat New England at home, and then lost badly at Columbus the other day. We always use the term work in progress with teams, and this is certainly the case. There is a good foundation here because the players really like Chad Ashton, and they are going to keep those ideas that Losada introduced. It's just a matter of how it is communicated. That's a big part of it. So we'll see where this goes.
Stephen Goff of the Washington Post joining us here. So I want to go back to Losada because he's obviously a very autocratic coach. I read some quotes from some of the players and some of your pieces that he was pushing the team too hard. I also heard that, he made it very clear that he was doing this on a lower budget. I'm sure that might not be something a front office wants. That can be sometimes a protective measure for a coach. He's obviously pushed it too far, but at the end of the day, somebody hired him. I mean, Dave Casper has been there forever. Love Dave. But is it always really just the coach? Because you hired this guy. Somebody hired this guy. Where is the accountability lie? And yeah, by the way, per your piece, this was a very inexperienced coach coming to Major League Soccer.
Yeah, I mean, certainly there was some risk involved because he didn't have a lot of experience. They did love his ideas. They loved his energy, his attitude and all. And last year, they did start to take hold, and they gained a little traction. And but late in the season, I mean, that team was so worn down and beat up. They stumbled to the finish line. They missed the playoffs by a point. There were guys who wanted out because the wear and tear on their bodies and the number of injuries that accumulated. Not just last year, but this year, even after changing some of the staff, the training staff was devastating. Ultimately it's ownership that makes these decisions. They take recommendations from general managers and soccer operations people, but it falls on ownership. And they like the fresh idea of bringing in Losada. And in many ways, it was a great move. His communication skills, his relationships with many of the players really deteriorated. And so that's where we are. And Chad Ashton, is the caretaker for at least the end of this year.
So Dave Casper said, quote, "We expect to get more from them." I guess he was talking about the players under Hernan Losado. Yeah. You pointed it out very much that he pushed the heck out of these guys, which is at times a dangerous game. But I always worry when we say, hey, we're bringing in a coach to get more out of our current roster, right? Because sometimes guys aren't capable of more. But it really sounds like he pushed these guys to the limit physically as well. All right, I want to move on here. Let's talk about the current roster because you got a number of things going on here. You got the likes of Julian Gressel. You got the likes of Fontas, the new the Greek player, and Ola Kamara up front. Okay, you said that these guys like Chad Ashton. Is that good for the long term? Will that work for the long term? And could Chad end up being the head coach?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how the season goes. Certainly, he has stabilized things. He's improved, from all indications, he's improved the communication with the players. It's just a looser, happier group. But, you know, there's still the issue of performance. And, you know, the other day, for instance, they missed some great scoring chances and they gave up three goals, either right off a set piece or indirectly off a set piece. So, you know, that was the downfall. So, you know, they got a lot of work to do. They got some very skilled, talented players, but they need to do more. And the addition of Fontas, who, you know, coincidentally, Fontas didn't play at all for Losada. Losada was gone by the time Fontas was eligible to play with his work visa. There's that issue. And you know, they say they're going to add a third DP, or they're looking to add a third DP this summer. Whether it happens or not, I'll leave it when I see it. But they've had, you know, they've reached out to Gareth Bale's people. That seems like a very long shot proposition. They're scouring Europe and South America for other help.
So Gareth Bale, with what his track record is as of late and his interest in golfing more than playing, is that really the guy you would want to bring to Major League Soccer? I know it might bring some bang and wow factor, but is that really what you want to do in the future, DC United?
You'd have to ask them, but there's certainly a high risk there because you'd have to spend so much money on a player like that. He's not looking for the kind of money he's been making, and he's not coming to MLS for, minimum salaries or anything like that. So, you know, do you commit several guaranteed contracts at multi-million dollars a year for a player who, like you said, hasn't played a lot and has been questioned for his commitment? We'll see. I think certainly part of this equation is whether Wales qualifies for the World Cup, next month. If Wales qualifies, Bale's got to take this very seriously. He's got to find a club where he's going to play regularly and play right up until the World Cup starts. He can't be sitting on the bench at a super club anymore. That doesn't help Wales. It doesn't help him. So I think that's certainly going to play in.
Stephen Goff joining us from the Washington Post. How skeptical is a DC United fan now? I mean, look, there are some similarities to the Dynamo. Early success. Both these clubs now on and off the field have had real, real struggles for a lot of years now. You got the new stadium. You got the new spike at Audi. You had the spike with Wayne Rooney. But really, where are we? And how skeptical is the fan base right now and supportive? Because, some will say that DC United fans really led the way when it comes to supporters group historically in MLS.
Yeah, that whole fan culture really started in large part at RFK Stadium with the Screaming Eagles and the Barra Brava. And those groups are still a passionate facet of a DC United match. But, these are the hardcore supporters. They're watching every tiny little move and they take defeats hard. They've certainly become skeptical of, the organization given the performance, given the results. Over the years, there've been a couple good seasons, but they haven't won a playoff game since 2015, a long time. They haven't been to the conference final since they met the Dynamo in 2012. And the last time they were at MLS Cup was 2004. So it's been a long time. I mean, their glory years are a generation ago in some extent. So, yeah, I mean, people are down. The hardcore supporters are down. And they're waiting for a turning point. They saw a bit of it when Wayne Rooney came in, the stadium opened, Luciano Acosta was in great form. But they didn't go very far. They didn't go far at all in the playoffs. And now we're at a situation where, you know, they fired a coach. They're looking for that identity again.
Stephen Goff joining us from the Washington Post. Let's talk DC United and let's get, Houston Dynamo fans aware of what they're going to confront when they take them on at Audi Field this weekend. All right, you got two great wide guys in Smith and Gressel. Fontas is now kind of an X factor, a new guy in MLS, Ola Kamara up front. Take us into kind of their purpose of play and some of the things that Dynamo fans would look out for here when it comes to DC United.
Yeah, I mean, the principles have largely stayed the same, it seems, despite the coaching transition. They like using the wingbacks to add to the attack. Gressel's a terrific player to serve the ball from the right side. Smith's an experienced guy on the left side. Fontas is playing underneath in an attacking role. Edison Flores, a DP who's been a big disappointment last couple of years, has been in there as well. And then they've been flipping the strikers, either Ola Kamara or Michael Estrada from the Ecuadorian national team. Some success for each player. Kamara started the other day. Estrada started in the past. They got Chris Durkin to come back from Europe as a holding midfielder with Russell Knauss. But they have some absences. You know, Bill Hamid's a big loss at goalkeeper. He has a hamstring injury. He's still out. They've lost Moses Nyman, a young homegrown midfielder, to injury. Andy Nahar, who arguably is their most important player, this unique figure who plays in the back line but really loves joining the attack. He's out with muscle injuries. It's a team capable of winning on almost every night. But as we saw the other day, they're also capable of some stinkers, and hard to say which team will show up this weekend at home.
Yeah, and they had that collapse against Austin FC where they conceded three goals in the last 10 minutes. I watched that day. Right. How much did that play into potentially the firing of Hernan Losada?
Yeah, I definitely think that played a big part. I mean, Kamara got himself a red card right before halftime, and that was a huge factor. Even though DC protected that two-goal lead deep into the second half, they were wearing down, and Austin was putting a lot of pressure on him. So, that's not Losada's fault. But it was two games in a row where they had collapsed down the stretch and ended up losing at home. I think if they had, won that game, is he still the coach? Yeah, probably. Do the problems disappear? No. I think that was probably the last straw, just seeing the direction the club was going in and where they thought they should be headed.
It's kind of interesting because Ben Olsen was around for 10 years and did not have a winning record. It's a long time. And he was also noted, who doesn't like Ben Olsen, right? As a fiery competitor, I have to think he pushed the team in training as well. Maybe his communication skills were a little bit better, but do you find that a little bit odd that this guy didn't get a longer leash, or does this just signify that something really went wrong relationship wise?
Yeah, no doubt. Something went badly wrong to fire a coach so early in a season and so early in his tenure. On the surface, you hear the questions, how come Ben Olsen got 10 years? And it's a different situation. I mean, as a coach, it's about relationships. It's about the culture. The coach-player relationship is so important, and Olsen always had that. He never, even during the down years, he never really lost the locker room from what I.
But that in itself is a problem, Stephen, that you're pointing out. If your locker room's maybe that locker room was too content for 10 years. You know, we all get along so well to the point that even if we're losing, you know, it doesn't hurt and there's not enough of a reaction. I don't know. Sure. I just find this really interesting.
Yeah. And I think, I think Olsen, you know, got all he could out of the team that he was given. And he maintained that harmony. Losada was not able to do that. You know, certainly Losada did a lot of complaining too in public, you know, about the payroll, comparing his team to NYC and Atlanta and all the others. He brought that up a lot. And certainly that didn't sit well with front office and management. He was told to tone it down. He did tone it down. But there were days, like there was once I went out to train. One day I went out to training and I sat down and I just said, "Hey, what's up?" And he started complaining about the training field being too dry. And so it's, you know, there was a lot of grumbling and the front office and the ownership determined that it wasn't going to get any better.
Sounds like the best move. We're talking to Stephen Goff. Let's end it tonight here, Stephen, real quick with obviously a big one. Seattle Unam Pumas Wednesday. I mean, you've covered this league since its inception. You've done an amazing job doing that. Talk about how big this is for MLS. And, you know, I assume the whole country that is behind the league is going to be behind Seattle on Wednesday night.
Yeah. It's too bad most of the country or most of the soccer community is not going to see it because it's on a very late Wednesday night. I think only the diehards are actually going to see this live unfold. Certainly on the West Coast and in Seattle, you know, they're expecting a monster crowd. You know, it's been a long time coming for MLS to finally win this thing. It's hard to make the claims that MLS has done over the years that we're, you know, one of the great up and coming leagues in the world when you can't even win your region on occasion. And we've seen the failures at the semifinals and the finals over the years. And here's Seattle, great chance, you know, level on score, playing at home, monster crowd, playing on the turf that they're accustomed to, you know, no excuses. And, you know, MLS couldn't have hoped for a better situation now, having seen Seattle come back in Mexico City and enter the second leg on level terms. Is it a huge deal for MLS to play in the Club World Cup? I think so, at least in perception wise. You know, MLS has a representative in the Club World Cup. Does the Club World Cup mean that much? Not really. But just to be there, I think, brings greater exposure and respect to the league, you know. So we'll see if they can finally, the league via Seattle can break that hex.
Yeah. Good stuff, Stephen. Thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it. And didn't mean to go so deep on Losada, but I guess we did. It's too late now. Thanks for coming on the show tonight. Stephen Goff of the Washington Post. Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah, man. Glenn, thanks a lot.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast Baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.